Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. And today's date is Thursday, May 27th, 2021. This is a 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting. Today, we're reading from the Big Book in the chapter How It Works. We're on page 60, reading paragraph 1, which begins with many of us exclaimed, reading and commenting on one paragraph only today. Today's readers are Christina M. for the 12 Steps, Naomi B. for the 12 Traditions, Deb E., Leslie M., and Lois P. Mary B. will greet some newcomers at the end of the meeting, and Shelley E. will close us out with some important announcements. The reference number for the 10 a.m. meeting for yesterday, which would be 10 o'clock Wednesday, May 26th, is 17019. That's 17,019. And the reference number for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for May 27th, is 17027. That's 17,027. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Christina M. to please read the 12 steps.
Thank you, Elaine. Good morning. My name is Christina M., and I'm a compulsive overeater in Massachusetts. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me be of service, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Christina M. And I'll now ask Naomi B. to please read the 12 traditions.
Thank you, Elaine. Good morning, family. This is Naomi B., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater outside Philadelphia. The 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. These problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such will never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible for those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issue, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the levels of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communications. 12. Anonymity is our spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to share, and thank you for allowing me to do service this month. And I pass.
Thank you very much, Naomi B. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery that are described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only, please. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted using star 1, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in the chapter, How It Works. We're on page 60, and we're reading the first paragraph. I'm going to ask Deb E. to please read that for us.
Hi, everyone. This is Deb E., recovered compulsive overeater in Israel. Many of us exclaimed, what an order. I can't go through with it. Do not be discouraged. No one among us has been able to maintain anything like perfect adherence to these principles. We are not saints. The point is that we are willing to grow along spiritual lines. The principles we have set down are guides to progress. We claim spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. And I wanted to comment first on the part I can't.
Deb, I'm not hearing you. Deb E.
Hey, Elaine, we cannot hear you. And we cannot hear. There we go. There you are. We still cannot hear Deb. So, not sure.
So I'm glad you can hear me now. Deb E? Okay, we're not hearing Deb E. So, let's see. I think that what we'll do is ask Lois P to please read that for us. Can you press star 1 to unmute and read that first paragraph on page 60, please?
Okay, hi.
Thank you.
Hi, Lois P. So, I've gratefully recovered from New York. Many of us exclaimed, what an order. I can't go through with it. Do not be discouraged. No one among us has been able to maintain anything like perfect adherence to these principles. We are not saints. The point is that we are willing to grow along spiritual lines. The principles we have set down are guides to progress. We claim spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. So I think that this is what stopped me most of the time in program. I've been in program in the regular rooms for, almost 30 years. And now coming into vision, it's been much easier and much clearer. I see it now truly as progress. we can only do what we can do at every stage of our life. And for myself and maybe many people on the line, you know, we're tough on ourselves. You know, we judge ourselves. If we don't do something perfectly that first time or second time, or we fall down a little bit, you know, we just think we're a waste. I used to think that. If I couldn't do it perfectly, I wasn't worth doing it at all. And it's a very subtle, almost subconscious programming that I think I carried with me that I wasn't that aware of. But I would give up if I couldn't do the program the way other people were doing it. I judged myself against their abstinence, their weight loss, their spiritual connection. And it's that thinking, you know, that I have to be perfect all of a sudden, that was my downfall. So this paragraph is beautiful because it allows us to grow and to develop slowly, as everything else in nature does, you know, to take our time to try to do the best we can. That's what I do. I just do the best that I can. I stay centered in relationship to God and asking that I be given the support to do what I need to do. And I've stumbled. It's taken me a long time to get to this place. So I encourage everyone just to know, if you're here, you're going to be fine. You'll be great. Don't worry about it if you blew it yesterday, or, you know, you thought you blew it. There's no failure here. It's all about this beautiful spiritual journey that we all share together. We're all in this together, and we're here to love and support one another. And thank goodness we don't get it right away. Look at all the fun we'd miss with everyone else. So I think that's it, and with that, I pass. Thank you for the opportunity, Elaine.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lois T. Very much. Timely share. All right. So, though we value your experience very, very much, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you have not shared since Monday, we'd love to hear from you. Please press star 1 to unmute and give me your name and first initial of your last name, please.
Naomi B.
Naomi
Elena.
B. Elena.
Adele R.
Adele R. And I think I'm even going to be able to read what I wrote down. Anybody else want to get in this lineup? I've got Naomi, Elena, Naomi B, Elena. What's your first initial of your last name, Elena? Well, we'll get it when you share. And Adele R. Okay. Well, let's kick off with this three. Naomi B, please share with us.
Okay. Thank you, Elaine. Good morning, family. Again, still Naomi B. Still recovered outside Philadelphia. This paragraph is like a breath of fresh air, because it's like, I'm not perfect. I never will be perfect. I mean, no matter what I do, it's like I'm 4'11". I'm not going to wake up one morning and be 6 feet tall. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. But working these steps to the best of my ability. And what I love here, it's kind of a pet peeve for me, but I'm keeping myself under wraps. We claim spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. And numerous times in the rooms I hear, well, it's progress, not perfection. And what that's saying to me, I don't mean to judge, but it's just, it just resonates, because it's spiritual. It's like, well, instead of having a whole box of cookies, I'll just have two. And the interpretation, but it's not for me to judge, and I'm not judging. This is my own journey. And I have written down here, I can't, he can, I'll let him. And of course, the he is my higher power. And that is how I'm directed, by my higher power. And the work in these steps, where it says these principles, it's these steps. And, you know, being a sponsor, having a sponsor, and just knowing that this is an amazing program, and you're not alone. You're just not alone. And no matter, I was so beautifully said earlier, no matter what you did yesterday, today is a brand new day. And you're worth it. You're really worth it. You're loved, and you're worth it. Thank you for allowing me to share, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Naomi B. Elena, please give us the first initial of your last name, where you're calling from, and you'll be followed by Adele R.
Sure. It is C as in cat, and it's from Greer, South Carolina.
Thank you.
Okay, so
Good morning, everyone. My name is Elena C. from South Carolina, gratefully recovered for today. And I just love this paragraph. You know, I like to kind of go line by line and kind of just totally understand. So it says, many of us explained what an order. I can go through it, through with it. So the steps are written for a reason. The order of the steps are for a reason. I can just start with step seven and then go back to step one. And I was also scared when I read the steps. I'm like, oh my gosh, that just sounds like a lot of work. Yet, you know, I stayed in these rooms and I heard other people that they have gone through the steps. And then I had that we need to go through the step with someone, a sponsor. And so that was helpful. And then no one among us has been able to maintain anything like perfect adherence to this principle. That means that every now and then I will slip. I am not a saint. But the only thing that it's required of me is the willingness to grow along spiritual lines, the willingness to grow. And guess what? Growth means sometimes that I go to step backwards. That's what I learned that growth is. It's not linear. And then, you know, sometimes I'm that kind of a person who has to be hit in the head with two bricks to wake up and get back on track. So I need to go through pain, and pain is a motivator. And then I was struck by the word guides, and the dictionary says that the guide is a person who advises or shows the way to others. These are guides to progress, or a structure or marking which directs the motion or position of something. So I can just do the best I can to stay on the path to recovery and get my spirituality and relationship with my higher power by just following and working these steps imperfectly perfect. So with that, all best. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Elena C. And Adele R., you are up next. And after Adele, we'll take more shares on page 60. Paragraph one, many of us exclaimed. Please go ahead, Adele.
Thank you. Can I be heard?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, I'm Adele R. I'm in Kansas City and very gratefully recovered compulsive overeater. I'm using those words like very new to me, but I'm just noticing that there's change and I have to acknowledge that in so much gratitude. This phrase, spiritual progress rather than perfection, is just such good timing for me today. Last night at work, I discovered I messed up the week before. I just messed up. And I could just feel this energy that goes to my condemnation, my recrimination against myself. And I was so incredibly grateful for this program that shows me a way to forgive myself, just a way to live my life through life's ups and downs. And I just really wanted to speak and just claim my seat here in this meeting, which is so incredibly important to me on a daily basis. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Adele R. So who else would like to comment on page 60, paragraph one? And let me just add, although we do really value your experience, we ask you to limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared since Monday, we'd love to hear from you.
Caroline
K. S. Oops, I heard Caroline and I heard S.
K.
S. And someone N?
Yeah, Julia N.
Julia N.
Shlomit Hana B.
Shlomit Hana B.
Deb E.
Deb E. We couldn't hear you. I'm so sorry. I'm so glad you're back. Yay, we could hear from you. All right. Anybody else want to get in this lineup? I've got Carlene, I believe. KF. Julia M., Shlomi Tana B., and Deb E.
Deborah G.
Deborah G. Okay, great. Okay, so I hope I have your names right. If not, please correct me. And Carolyn, you'll be our first share. And will you please give me the first initial of your last name, where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Caroline S., as in Sam, and I am gratefully recovered from North Carolina. And I want to thank everyone for their service today. And as I read this passage in our big book here, I look at the things about where it says, oh, this is quite a tall order, I can't go through with it. And I definitely felt that exact same feeling when it was like, oh my gosh. But little by little, step by step, if you will, one little bit at a time, when you ask your higher power, I ask my higher power, please don't leave me for one second, because I'm going to need you every step of the way here. And I realized before long I was doing the steps. And then I was in the middle of the steps. And I was getting towards the end of the steps. And then I was feeling, actually after I finished this, I was feeling like, okay, now what do I do? Although I know exactly what we're told to do in the big book. But there was something in my stomach that had butterflies that said, am I going to do it okay? Am I going to do it enough? Is it going to be all right? And I know that I would just have to sit myself down, ask my higher power to stay with me so that I could go ahead and just do his will. And therein lies the progress, not perfection. I didn't have to be perfect. But my stomach, with its butterflies, told me something different. So it's been a process for me to really try and make sure that I'm out there doing the best I can, and my God is always with me as my higher power, and he's going to handle it for me, tell me just what to do when I'm not sure, and I can't thank him more for that. It's been a wonderful journey so far, and I'm really loving it. Thank you, and with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Carolyn S. Great, great share. Okay, KS, you are up next, followed by Julia N. Please go ahead, Kay.
Hi, this is KS calling from the state of Washington, and I am so very pleased to be on the line today. Thank you all for your service. This chapter, the last chapter, and this paragraph really spoke to me. And I remember back when I first came into program, the voices in my head had me totally overwhelmed by a lot of things. First, it had me overwhelmed by the idea of giving up certain foods forever. That was what my non-program voices were telling me, that, oh my gosh, I have to do this forever. And fortunately, I've had sponsors who, both of them, have been absolutely wonderful. And my sponsor said, no, you just have to give this up for tomorrow. Can you do that? And along those lines, I was able to proceed. And then I was overwhelmed by doing the steps. And my same sponsor said, it's okay. Don't think about, you know, the steps down the road, just do the next right thing to the best of my ability. And that was so comforting. And I thought, okay, I can do that. And finally, I was overwhelmed by the thought I had to do everything, all of this perfectly. And my current wise sponsor said, do you think if you were perfect, do you think others would be better able to relate to you? And I gave that some thought, and I thought, absolutely not. I couldn't relate to my sponsor if she was perfect. I can't relate to anyone who's perfect. And therefore, why am I expecting that of myself? Just be who I am. It's enough. And with my higher power guiding me, it truly is enough, and I can do this program one day at a time to the best of my ability, perfectly imperfect, like everyone else in the program, and that is a glorious thing to share. And that's all I have, but thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, KS. It is a glorious thing to share. Okay, Julia N., you're up next, followed by Shlomit Hanabi. Please go ahead, Julia.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I'm Julia N. from North Carolina. It's my first time sharing at this meeting, but I listen a lot. So when I hear, there are two lines that struck out to me this morning. One was, we tried to find an easier, softer way, but we could not. And then this idea of progress. Spiritual progress, not spiritual perfection. They both kind of, for me, remind me of the line also in the big book that says, we let God discipline us. And what I've learned so far is that my easier, softer way is not easier or softer. And that this idea of perfection, I needed to let go of my mortal idea of what that was. I mean, I could say to everyone else, that they should let go of their ideas of perfection. But for me, I felt safe and comfortable if I had my boxes in a row, my checks X off, my I's dotted, my T's crossed, if everything was perfect and quote-unquote managed in the way that I thought they were supposed to be, that was perfect for me. So I had an idea of what my perfect body was supposed to be. And then I'd punish myself when I wasn't in that, you know. So like I let God lovingly discipline me, I let God lovingly define what perfection is today. And I do that because I have an open mind that my easier, softer way was really just a very punishing way. And it was just kind of trying to hoard security in food and body obsession. And I don't get my security from that anymore. I get my security in knowing that I, with my higher power and my fellows, have a solution to my emotional buildup. And what used to feel very unsafe is now slowly beginning to feel safe. And it feels safe slowly, but I know in my innermost self that it is safe. And I have those moments of peace. So anyway, I'm very grateful to be here with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Julia, and glad you shared today. Okay, Shlomit Hanabi, you're up next, followed by Dev E.
Thank you so much for your service, and wow, you pronounced my name so perfectly. I really appreciate that. Okay, so I guess starting, there's so much to say in this paragraph. Many of us exclaimed, what an order, I can't go through with it. And, you know, it does seem like a lot. You know, I think especially to a newcomer, talking about what their abstinence is going to look like, and then what the step work is going to look like. And you know, one of the things that I was thinking about when I read this line that many of us exclaimed, "What an order! I can't go through with it," is that you know sometimes we don't say this right away. I know that in my case, I was okay doing steps. Honestly, 1 through 8, I didn't have any problems doing any of those steps. I was fine with it. When it became a tall order, I can't go through with it, that was my step 9. And it has taken me years, actually, to make all of my amends. And some of my amends, actually, I held on to for, like, I guess 8 or 9 years. And thank you, God, I am finally just about finished with all of them, including financial. But, you know, I think that this line, what an order, I can't go through with it, can happen. You know, here in the book, it's talking about somebody seeing the steps for the first time and going, oh, my gosh, I can't do all this. But I think that this can happen at any point. So we have to be aware of that. And, you know, what a comforting thought that we don't have to be perfect. We're not saints. The point is that magic word, willing, that we're willing to grow along spiritual lines. That's all we have to do. As long as we're really willing to work this program, willing to work the steps, we have that willingness and the right attitude as we are going through and working the steps, because willingness alone, you know, won't get us recovered. We have to do the work as well. But as long as we have that right attitude, that willingness of, I do want to do this, and I do want to get recovered, and I do want to try my best, then that's all we have to do. We try our best. And, you know, it uses the word guide later on in the paragraph. And I was thinking about like a map or a trail, you know, when you go on a hiking trail. You know, the hiking trail is a guide and a map is a guide. And sometimes we get lost, you know, sometimes we go off the trail. But, you know, and when we set off on that hike, are we specifically saying, oh, I want to get lost? No, we're saying, I want to get from this point to that point. And that's what we're doing with the program. I want to get from this point to that point. I want to get from not being recovered to being recovered. But sometimes we get lost on the trail. But what we do is we look at the map and we get right back on it and continue on our way. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Shantana. It's a beautiful name. Okay, Deb E. from Israel, you are up next. Please go ahead, Deb, and you'll be followed by Deborah G.
Hi, this is Deb E., recovered compulsive overeater in Israel. I'm so sorry. I have no idea what happened. I just kept sharing. I went on for my full 3 minutes before I realized something was wrong. So thank you so much to whoever jumped in there and shared in my place. So I was thinking about the words, I can't. You know, I can't was my go-to for every emotion. That's what took me to the food. I can't, it's too much. I can't, it's like, I can't about everything. Like feelings were too much. Everything overwhelmed me. It was always, I can't, you know? And when I say I can't, I've already given up. I'm completely in my own will. I'm not thinking about a higher power. I'm not thinking about anyone but myself. I'm thinking, well, it's all up to me and I can't do this. You know, and so at that point, I need to go back to step one and I need to remember that I'm powerless over food and that I have a higher power. And then step two, that I have to believe that the higher power can help me. And so it's a good reminder, you know, if I catch myself thinking like, oh, I can't do this, I have to go back to that moment of surrender and willing to grow. I really like that, those few words. Because I've been willing to grow for the past 20 plus years, and that's what's kept me going. That's a lot of what's kept me going, because I've been willing to just do more and more and more. I was not willing to do everything I do on a daily basis now in the beginning. But that willingness has also grown. And as my recovery has grown and my spirituality has grown, I've been willing to do more. And then the word guide, you know, I'm shown the way step by step by my higher power, by my sponsor, by my fellows, by my sponsees. We all work together. And I love the progress, not perfection. I almost don't remember like the standard, you know, expression that people use about perfection. And I remember early in program, I was so used to saying this, and I taught it to my kids when they were young. And they would say, progress, not perfection. And then they heard someone say, oh, it's practice makes perfect, that one. And they were like, I said, well, no, it's more about progress. And it's not about really ever attaining perfection. It's just we keep progressing. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Deb. I'm so glad you called back in and were able to share with us. Okay, Deborah G. is up next. And after Deborah G., we have time for maybe three more shares. We're commenting on page 60, paragraph 1, which begins with many of us exclaimed. So please go ahead, Deborah G.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you so much for being of service, everyone, for being of service, making this meeting possible and all the shares so far. And I'm Deborah, and I'm a compulsive overeater. grateful to be on this call. And, you know, I've tried to be perfect, and it's pretty evident by failed attempts that I'm not. So just throw in the towel. There's nothing else I can do. And, you know, and that's self-centeredness. It's all self-ego stuff. Same thing when I think, you know, I can't do this, I'm overwhelmed. It's because I'm in self, ego. You know, I'm not in that resting and that presence and relying upon the help from that loving presence, you know, living in the moment. And I believe that everyone's doing the best they can, time and place, as at myself. And my sponsor meets me where I'm at. And I've taken on that same experience with my sponsees, that I meet them where they're at. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful way of doing this. It's not so driven. I have that drivenness, and I need to just relax and rest in that loving presence. Thank you so much.
Sounds great. Relax and rest in that loving presence. Yay. Okay, so we are commenting on how it works, page 60, paragraph 1, and I think we have time for maybe even 4 shares. So who'd like to comment on what was read?
Nomi S.
Nomi S.
Tamara C.
Tamara C. Got room for one or two more? Anybody else want to get in the lineup? Star went on mute. Okay, we'll go with Naomi S. and Tamara C., and then we'll see if anybody wants
Robin
to
B.
hear after that. Oh, Robin B. Okay. Okay, so we've got Naomi S., Tamara C., and Robin B. Please go ahead, Naomi.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Thank you for letting me share. I'm reminded so much of the first part of the Thomas Merton prayer when I read this paragraph, that I cannot know where for certain the road will lead, something like that, nor do I know myself, and the fact that I think that I'm following God's will doesn't mean that I actually am, but I believe that the desire to please God, in fact, does please him. And so that's part of my prayer, is the desire to please God in my actions. Because sometimes the desire isn't there. The desire to do the work that I need to do to stay recovered isn't there. I'm tired. I'm thinking of myself. I'm me all day long. But I'm quickly, I think God really puts people in my life. Whether it's people that I've reached out to that then call me back at a later time, and that really, they call me back in God's time. I might have not gotten to them when I've made the outreach call or whatever, or I might have not connected with someone the time that I reached out to them, but they tend to reach out to me back, you know, calling me back or whatnot in God's time, and it reminds me to stay the path. And to stay within my connection to God by doing these steps, and because for sure some days all of these steps feel overwhelming, but then the days that I'm taking these steps by God's grace, I feel the difference, and that just inspires me to stay. Stay the course, because anything outside of that course, anything outside of God's will, anything outside of me recognizing my character defects and doing the work that I need to do to get them out of my life every day, is the comparison to that life, to the comparison that I had before the steps, is no life at all, is death. I either choose life or I choose death. And my desire is to choose life. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nomi F. Tamara C., you're up next, followed by Robin D.
Good morning. This is Tamara C., gratefully recovered in California. I want to share that this morning I read this paragraph and I tried to meditatively ask my higher power, what should I do today to grow along spiritual lines? And I got such a loving response. Like the message I got from a higher power was, Tamara, I like the things that you're doing. I like how you're growing. I like how you wake up with my name on your lips and with your thoughts full of gratitude. And I like how you turn your heart to me all throughout the day. And I just got this message that my higher power is saying, I am growing you, Tamara. I am uncovering your fixed ideas that are behind all your fears, that are behind your resentment, that's behind the harm that you do. And I am showing you a new way. And just this really sweet message that I'm enough, I have enough, I do enough. I did hear one action that I can take. And then my mind, of course, jumped to, wait, how am I going to fit that in? I have such a full day. I already do so much. You know, what an order. And I just heard a quick response from my higher power. I will show you how to fit that in. And it just all feels like a gift. Like this is being done for me and being done to me. I'm not alone. It's not on my shoulders to figure out how to grow along spiritual lines. I take the next spiritual action, but my higher power is doing it for me, what I cannot do for myself. I'm really grateful for everyone who's been a part of that journey for me and is continuing to be. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Tamara C. Okay, we've got Robin D. up next, and then we will have time for maybe even one or two more shares on how it works, page 60, paragraph 1. So please go ahead, Robin B.
Thanks. This is Robin B. in Southern California Mountains, and I am not recovered yet, but I'm not giving up. I've been here, oh gosh, over 25 years. and the line that comes to me right now, in my big book, I have no one among us has been able to maintain anything like perfect adherence to these principles. I have that marked. But the line that comes to me now is, do not be discouraged. And if I had been discouraged, I would have given up. And there's times that I have. I mean, I've said, oh, it's not going to work for me. I'm one of those constitutionally incapable people, whatever. But not today. Today, I don't know why, and I don't even care to question it. I'm not going to be discouraged. I'm going to just do what I can with this day with my higher power. And I wake up 5 minutes before this meeting and I listen to it almost every day. And the days that I don't, there's always a pretty good reason. Like I was really tired yesterday and I could not wake up. So I had to sleep. I needed to take care of myself. And I wondered what I missed. But here I am today and it's like this whole paragraph has just spoken to me again. And so, you know, it's like I've heard many, many times on this line and at meetings that you can read something over and over and over, and then one day has a completely different meaning. And for me, it's do not be discouraged. It's jumping out at me, and I'm not giving up. And so, I just appreciate everybody else that hasn't given up on me as well, because that helps. That's the strength for me. So anyway, that's all I want to share. Thank you very much. I pass.
Thank you very much, Robin B. And so we have time for two more shares, I think, quick ones maybe. So we're commenting on how it works, page 60, paragraph 1. Many of us exclaimed, what an order. And if you'd like to comment on that, please press star 1 to unmute. and give me your name.
Nirvana A.
Nirvana A.
Cass B.
Okay, Nirvana A and Cass B. And you each have about a minute and a half each. So Nirvana A, please go ahead, and you'll be followed by Cass B.
Yes, good morning, everyone. I just wanted to comment that, you know, throughout the book we're reading, be thorough, be fearless, half measures avail nothing. And then, you know, for me, it was like, oh, my God, I'm not doing this right. Like step four, I would admit some things I didn't want to share. So, okay, I wasn't being thorough. I wasn't being fearless. And then all of a sudden you come here and it says, you know, no one among us has been able to maintain anything like perfect adherence to these principles. And then it, all of a sudden you calm down. You think, okay, I did them to the best of my willingness, and it's not perfect, and we're not perfect, and we're not aiming for any perfection. And that's the line that always calms me down. We claim spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Nirvana A. And Cass B, that leaves you with a three-minute share. Please go ahead, Cass B. Let us know where you're calling from.
Thanks so much. I am calling from New Orleans, and it's C-A-S-S. It's a little hard to hear on the phone. It is so nice to share on this paragraph. I feel like perfectionism has been coming up for me a lot lately. And perfectionism within my program. And so this is the perfect paragraph for me to hear. For me, it's just a reminder that, like, my higher power is in charge of my progress and is in charge of my recovery. And when perfectionism rears its ugly head, almost always it's associated with my ego. It means that I have gotten pride and ego from the amount of recovery that I've had, or like the spiritual change that I have bestowed or thought myself of having. And all that really is looking at my character defects and being like, oh, that's pride. And that doesn't serve me because it takes me farther away from my higher power, not closer. So then all I have to do is turn back to my higher power. I think of it sometimes as like a sunflower, like sunflowers follow the sun. And like all that any part of this program requires me to do is turn to my higher power and listen for my higher power's will. So I'm thankful to have done the 12 steps with a vision sponsor, which is the first time that I've been able to sustain this program, because it gave me the focus to apply that, to turn my little sunflower back towards my higher power. And so in that same way, when I'm feeling perfectionistic, which is sneaky often because it starts with like not so kind thoughts about myself or not so kind thoughts about my program or how it could be better, compare and despair, or when I'm comparing my insides to other people's outsides, all I have to do is say, higher power, this is yours. My recovery is yours. And so I turn my sunflower to you. So thanks. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Cass B. Can I put out there for a one-minute share? Anybody got a burning desire? Well, I'm just going to add one little quick comment because we do have a moment. Boy, you know, what an order. I can't go through with it. I was really terrified when I first learned these steps, and it was like I climbed into a very scary roller coaster and they slapped in the belt. And oh my gosh, what a ride I thought I was in for. But the fact of the matter is, all the support from the rooms, all the support from my sponsor, all the support that I continue to need on a regular basis, Lord God, helps me gain spiritual progress, never perfection this side of heaven. And, you know, we're not saints, but we're willing to grow and to keep on growing. So glad to be here doing it with you all. Thank you, everybody who has shared today. We're now going to transition the meeting by reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. So, will Leslie M. please read A Vision for You?
Thank you, Elaine B. My name is Leslie M. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York.
Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.